Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Interact with the best in farming and the industry at No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 27th and 28th in Salina, Kansas. Be sure to take in the industry morning marketplace the morning of the 27th and talk with vendors at the largest no-till trade show in the region. Get registered today at www.notill.org or call 785-210-4525. This 19th annual event is sponsored in part by Green Cover Seed, Pressbuster, and Agriculture Liquid Fertilizer.
Midwest Farm Shows is an original sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email that shows their commitment to Oklahoma's farmers and ranchers. Midwest operates the Oklahoma City Farm Show each spring and the Tulsa Farm Show each December. The 2015 dates for the Oklahoma City Farm Show are April 16th through the 18th. Now's the time to learn about becoming an exhibitor at this great springtime indoor and outdoor event. Contact show manager Ron Boormaster at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, proud sponsors of our daily Farm and Ranch News email. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com to subscribe today.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, we're going to start with a look at the livestock futures as they kind of ended the year on Wednesday. And feeder cattle futures with a nice day. The live cattle futures ended mixed, but the hogs also ended positive for the most part on Wednesday.
That's right, Dave. Back on Wednesday, our live cattle did trade and close mixed, while the feeder cattle traded and closed positive. Cash cattle trade also took place in the feed yards Wednesday at mostly $166. The lean hog futures closed mostly higher, but all the pork cuts values fell to the downside on Wednesday. Now, choice box beef was $1.70 higher Wednesday. Select box is up $1.83 and a total movement of 162 loads. Cattle kill was only 91,000 head, and the cash feeder index was up 11 cents. Livestock markets will open at 8 o'clock this morning. We saw February cattle Wednesday at down $1.15, but the March feeders were $1.07 higher, while February lean hogs were 2 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures. And, well, the grain end of the year, negative across the board, a lower day on Wednesday.
That's right, Dave. It was not a very pretty day Wednesday. Grain and soybean complex saw double-digit losses on Wednesday. There was a real lack of fresh news as the selling was mainly from the funds liquidating long positions. Now, news-wise, the new year is starting off quiet. The weekly export sales will be released at 7:30 this morning. There was no evening trading session, and the grains will open at 8:30 this morning. Now, here at 7:22, our March KC wheat, it's not trading right now, closed down 9.5 cents on Wednesday. Our March corn closed down 9.5 cents. March soybeans were down 20.5. The March cotton is 3 points higher on the close Wednesday. At the moment, we do have trade taking place in February crude oil, 81 cents lower. February gold's down $14. The March dollar index is making a new record high this morning. It's up 48 cents at 91.12. And the March Dow Jones futures trading 62 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, then call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time today and look forward to visiting with you again very soon. That's Tom Leffler. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.